Mary Magdalene was a picture of devotion to Jesus Christ. You bet she was. It says, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark. How many of you just hate getting up in the dark really early in the morning? It's horrible, isn't it? Mary was really devoted to Jesus, and she was up before dawn on the first day of the week. Why? Well, she wanted to go to the tomb and do what she hadn't had the opportunity of doing. Jesus had died on the cross horribly on the Friday. And as it was getting towards the end of the afternoon, a man called Joseph of Arimathea and a man called Nicodemus had taken down the body, prepared it for burial, and buried it in Joseph's own tomb. Mary had seen this, but she had not had the opportunity of doing what she wanted to do, which was prepare the body herself for burial. So as a devoted follower of Jesus, she was there. She was off when it was still dark to get to the tomb as quickly as possible to do this. She was really devoted to Jesus. She's a picture of devotion. Now, let me ask you a question. Why was Mary so devoted to Jesus? Was it just kind of a feeling, I feel devoted? Was it just kind of, well, she was believed she was devoted? Mary was devoted because of what Jesus had done for her. Luke's Gospel, the 8th chapter, we read that there was a time in Mary's life when she was under the control of 7 devils. And we don't know what form that control took, and there's no point speculating, but we can certainly be sure from what we know about what devils are like, that this was a time of darkness in Mary's life. It was a time, a destructive time, a downward spiral. Her life was falling apart at that time, and she met Jesus of Nazareth, and he delivered her. And because of that, she was really devoted to him. So her devotion was born out of what Jesus had done for her. Has Jesus done anything in your life? Can you identify with his experience? Maybe not the 7 devils thing, but a time when your life was falling apart, it was a downward spiral, and then Jesus came into your life. Are you devoted to him? Is there evidence? Well, there was evidence in Mary's life because her devotion was born out of what Jesus had done for her, and her devotion translated through into action. Mary and some other women used their own personal money, possessions, whatever it was, to meet the needs of the disciples. They maybe paid for food or clothing, or perhaps they arranged accommodation with their friends. We don't know exactly what they did. But it says in Luke 8 that Mary used her own personal resources to show her devotion to Jesus. Would anyone know you were devoted to Jesus? Is there evidence in your life? Or is it all me, mine? I keep my own stuff. And she was devoted, and there was evidence of it. And her devotion continued because she followed Jesus around on his teaching ministry in Galilee, and then when he went south to Judea, she was there with the other disciples. She considered herself a follower of Jesus, one of his inner core of disciples. I'll say something about that later because it's really important. She was there at the cross. She saw the horrible scene unfolding when her beloved Jesus was taken and beaten and mocked and spat upon and whipped and hung on the cross and he died. And then it was getting late in the afternoon and the body was taken away and she didn't have the time to do what she wanted to do. Her devotion was right to the end. It continued. Mary was a picture of devotion to Jesus that we would do well to emulate in some degree if Jesus has done anything for us. So there she's a picture of devotion. But very quickly, she becomes a picture of distress. Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. And she drew the conclusion that somebody had taken away the body of Jesus. She couldn't find Jesus' body. So her distress was caused by her inability to find Jesus. Even the dead Jesus, she couldn't find him. Where was he? And it really cut her up badly. Have you ever been in that situation where you're looking for Jesus? I'm sure a lot of you will know what I'm talking about here. There's been a time in your life when your prayers have gone, or you've felt it like this, they've gone no higher than the inside of your skull. You know what I mean? Not even as far as the ceiling, they're just bouncing off the bone. You think them and you're praying them quietly and they're going nowhere. Maybe they do get to the ceiling, but they don't get any further than the ceiling, and it's so dry and you want the Lord, but you just can't get through, and it's just awful. It's such a distressing experience. Or perhaps you would class yourself as a seeker. You know, you're in church, and you know, most people in the city are not in church. You're here in church this morning because you're looking for something. You know, you're not satisfied with your life. You're just seeking something beyond yourself, something meaning, reality, purpose. And you've prayed, and you've maybe even done an Alpha course already, and you're maybe thinking of doing another one or something, and you just can't find the one you're looking for. Isn't it such a distressing experience? You know, where is he? Lots of people have been through that experience. People in this building, people whose lives are recorded in the Bible, David, Job, and so on, all looking for the Lord. She was really distressed, and her distress came from the fact that she couldn't find Jesus. But her distress was aggravated, I think, by two things.